But our scene does not, alas, contain a Stravinsky in it. Stravinsky was then the genius on the spot, the precisely right man at the right hour, the man who could make aesthetic objectivity work, who could produce beautiful music out of it. Even in such dynamic and emotional works as Petrushka and Le Sacre du Printemps, he keeps a certain distance. The composer is now not expressing himself anymore, his inner conflicts or his psychic geography. He is rather contemplating a world to which he is affectively attached, as Stravinsky was with deep love to the specific world of a Russian carnival, for instance, as in Petrushka, or to the dream world of a pagan Russia, as in Le Sacre, contemplating those worlds and recording musically what they expressed to him. And the resulting music is then a kind of aesthetic document, unromanticized and objective presentation. You can feel it instantly with the first notes of Petrushka. This is not Stravinsky we are hearing, but an aspect of Russian life, you understand, recorded in Stravinsky's personal language. In other words, it is Stravinsky once removed, objective. And as the music goes on with hurdy-gurdies and calliopes and the ballerina's toy waltz and the trained dancing bear and the puppets dance and all the rest of them, object is added to object, and the music becomes correspondingly more and more objectified.